Morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show. Today is Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. Just like Cameron said, might be March 2nd, sound like July 4th. Huh? It's been so long since I hollered at y'all, and I do apologize. You know, I mean, just time got away from me. It's been some months. You know, he's working on some other things, game show and whatnot. It's just been so long since I hollered, and I apologize. But I feel like the regular rotation is back, and I should be able to keep up with it right now. Just like I said, I just took some time off. All right, but we're back. All right. Again, this is the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show. I'm your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Famelo Ball, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Michael Snackson. All right? But yeah, I got some action for you today. We're going to, you know, we got three for you today. The last time we did something was so long ago. I don't know what we did, but we're going to fix that. All right. Today is going to be, you know, everything's still the same. EFP, every fucking pick will hit today. That's what we're going for today, guys. An EFP, every fucking pick. All right. So without further ado, let's just get right into it. All right. I got some NHL, college hoop rock, and NBA hoop rock. All right. Let's start off on the ice. Okay. We got the, Buffalo Sabres going a little bit up north to take on the Boston Bruins. As you know, Boston, they're on pace to have the NHL, to tie the NHL records in both wins and points in a season. And, you know, I mean, you got the guys out there, Pasternak and what's his name? You know, Patty B, Patrice Bergeron, and your boy Brad Marchand and whatnot. You know, Boston's got heat. This is a year for them. And they're going against Buffalo. You know, Tage Thompson, he ain't no chump. Don't he got like 4 hat tricks this year? No, this is one of those teams that can give Buffalo a little problem. Even though Buffalo or Boston is at home, you know, Buffalo could cause them a little problem. And I'm not saying Buffalo's going to win, but we're going to take them +1.5. And that's even money, or right at even money, -104. Depending on when you get it, it'll probably be even money or even higher than 104. But I think Buffalo, we're going to take them +1.5. They're not going to get smoked, even in Boston, because, you know, everybody knows that Boston's gunning for the record, you know, of points and wins. And so everybody's going to be giving them their best shots from here on to the end of the season. And so that's why we're going to take Buffalo +1.5. All right. Secondly, let's talk about some college hoop rock. We got the Iona Gales down there in Westchester County, New York. And who's coming in to see them? The Marist Red Foxes out of Poughkeepsie, New York. You know, about 1.5 hours away from Iona. Like I told, as you all know, that I've said for years, you know, I'm very familiar with this league. I used to be the beat writer for Marist. And Marist has never really done well with Iona. And I don't think nothing's gonna change the day. Marist will come out hot and, you know, and do well in the first half, but, or they might, there's no guarantee of that, but that's when they'll do their best in the first half, but they're going to get smoked in the second half like they do every game, especially on the road. You know, Ricky P ain't having that. Rick Pitino, he's a national championship winning coach. If I'm not mistaken, he won it at Kentucky and Louisville. But I know he's been to the Final Four with both. He's been to the Final Four with Providence. You know, Rick Pitino, he's a hell of a coach. He's just not an NBA coach, you know, but he's a hell of a coach. And Iona is 16.5-point favorites. We're going to bring it down, you know, take the hook off of there, make it minus 16. It's about minus 120 odds. So, yeah, we're going to take Iona, the Gaels, minus 16 at home against Marist. And then last game, NBA action. Okay, we got the Clippers. Yeah, we got the Clippers at home against Golden State. No Steph. Okay, that's your biggest problem. You know, no Steph. You got no Steph. I mean, you got a shot, but not a big one. Okay, Jordan Poole, you know, trying to be baby Steph, you know, or be the third Splash Brother. He just can't do it on the road yet. You know, Clay, you know, Clay might go off, but it just won't be enough, you know, for the Clippers with the Claw, Kyrie, Leonard, your boy Paul George, and then, you know, with the addition of Russell Westbrook. You know, Westbrook can play. He just didn't want to, you know, just some guys just don't want to play with LeBron. You know, Russell's top 75 all time. You know, he made the all 75 list. He probably didn't feel like he doesn't have to take a backseat to LeBron. And it's probably why they got him up out of there. So I like the Clippers on the money line at minus 164. I think they're 5-point favorites. We're going to take them on the money line at minus 164, all right? So let's recap. We've got the NHL, you know, a little solo ice action today. Buffalo plus 1.5 against Boston. Okay, College Hoop Rock. We're taking Iona minus 16 over Marist for minus 120 odds. And then we're going to take the Clippers in the NBA. The Los Angeles Clippers at home against Golden State. We're going to take the Clippers on the money line at minus 164, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter, at Biggie Rothstein, B-I-G-G-I-E-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N. I don't really do Instagram much anymore. So check the, make sure you like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments on the Betting Public Sports Show, the YouTube channel. It'll be up, won't be a YouTube today, but every now and then I do talk a little shit. But, you know, the YouTube usually comes up on the weekends, all right, Saturdays and Sundays, okay? But, yeah, like I said, guys, it's been almost 6 months since we've last done a podcast. I do apologize. We should have well over 1,000 episodes right now. I think this will be like 960. We should have been had 1,000. I do apologize. We should have been had that up. But this is the countdown to 60, all right? Or countdown to 1,000. The countdown to 1,000, all right? So there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe. Let's be courteous. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.